he had to sit in the changing room when she would try on the clothes and change, and she always would leave the door open. He would see her no clothes all the time.
Is your cousin gay?
No. He said it was the greatest job he's ever had.
I'm trying to find the downside
to
this.
There's no downside to it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to, you guessed it, Baltimore's best podcast, Inappropriate. And I'm Jim.
And I'm Steve.
Who? And this pre-show planning today, we have knocked it out of the park for you guys.
Every week we knock it out of the park.
I mean, tooting our own horns here.
We almost have a podcast before the podcast starts.
Yeah, we should just press record as soon as we walk in the room.
Yeah, because, and then just start.
Yeah. Or sometimes our pre-show meeting is better than the podcast.
Yeah, I know, which happens all the time because we're in the middle of every conversation. I'm always like, we should be recording this.
Right.
So I even think that when we like talk at any time, we should just always record it.
Absolutely. Well, that's how this podcast kind of came about.
Yeah, true.
Because it was like, hey, let's go to the bar. We're not going to the bar. Well, let's just go to Jim's house and drink and talk about the same shit and just
press record. Play. Yeah, I know.
So, Steve, why don't you tell them what you got?
I had a person at my work tell me something very unsettling that about my fashion. So I want to get into that a little bit.
Well, we are entering the age where maybe our questionable fashion choices of before are now catching up to us.
Yeah.
The Met Gala just happened last week, and I don't give a shit about the Met Gala.
Neither do I.
I think I couldn't care less.
They live stream that on TikTok and all just looking at people's clothes.
The only thing that I thought was funny, and I promise you, we will not go down the rabbit hole of the Met Gala. And I don't know who it is, but I just saw a clip of a female that wore a dress made of sand. And it was so heavy that she couldn't walk. She had to be carried.
How did they hold it?
I don't know how they... I think,
like saran wrap around her?
I think maybe they glued sand to... I don't know. It was just heavy. And she couldn't walk up steps. She had to be carried everywhere because the goddamn dress was so heavy. It's stupid, ridiculous. But I'm more interested in some of the dirt from these celebrities' assistants. And I have several stories of former and current assistants of celebrities, and they're dishing the dirt as to what these celebrities make them go through on a daily basis.
That's so funny that you say that, because I actually have a story from a family member of mine about because they were a personal assistant in LA.
Oh shit.
For a little bit.
Okay.
And I have a story about
Look
it.
Look at that transition, guys. Like, we just ping ponging back and forth.
I know. But first, I think we should talk about everyone's favorite holiday that just passed. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening right now.
Happy belated Mother's Day if you are a mother and we didn't see you.
Happy Mother's Day to our wives and our mothers.
Yes.
That Mother's Day, I believe, is one of the most stressful holidays.
For a man.
100%.
I agree.
During all holidays, I lean on my wife.
To get through it? To organize it?
To organize it, do all the stuff.
Yes.
And Mother's Day is the one time of the year where it's all on me, and I got to figure every fucking thing out. And It's fucking rough.
It's gotten a little bit better, but there was a stretch of time where Nicole's going to kill me. But every Mother's Day, somehow I would fuck it up. Dude. And my wife would say verbatim, "This is the worst Mother's Day I've ever had." For like 4 or 5 years in a row, I have continually gave her the worst Mother's Day she ever had.
At least you set the bar low.
I kept going lower.
Yeah, you thought it was the lowest you could possibly. Like, if it's the first time it's the worst Mother's Day, then you're like, all right, well, at least here's rock bottom.
Right. We can only go up from here.
You could take one more scoop down.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it is the one holiday where... you like, do you go overboard? And then the following Mother's Day, you have to up yourself.
See, and it got okay. I mean, everyone has different Mother's Day ideas as to what they.
Yeah.
When our children were younger, let me take care of everything. We are like, let's go do something. Her idea for Mother's Day was like, leave me the fuck alone, and you just take the kids and get them the hell out of here.
Uh-huh.
As good as it sounds, it's very difficult to get your kids away from mom on Mother's Day, right? And then when the kids are young, they always cling to mom. When mom and dad are home, like they cling to mom, and then that becomes dad's fault. Yeah. When dad has no, like that's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
If mom and dad are in the same area, kids are going to mom. And on any other day, moms can probably deal with it. But on Mother's Day is the day that they want a break for being a mom.
Yeah.
Not to have their family around to celebrate being a mom. And I would fall short every year.
Father's Day, which is an underappreciated holiday.
Ugh.
But we'll wait till Father's Day to talk about that. But I will say, all I really want to do is be left alone also on Father's Day. But I will do it I want to go play golf. I'll go to an Oriole game. Something.
Without the family.
Something without so you can the just, family.
Right. And I don't think that's wrong. I think my wife was right in that. And you are right in that. I just, for Father's Day, I don't assume anything. It is what it is. That just...
I know. And then you're like when, especially because like two of my three are young, they want to cling to mom and they don't understand the concept of let's give mom a break this day and give her some space. It's just like, it's business as usual.
Now the kids are older, they don't want anything to do with us anyway. Yeah, so now it just makes it easier.
The kids get a gift for mom. That's not enough. So then let's take mom out for brunch. But then what happens the rest of the day?
This year, she just told me two gifts to get her. One quick observation about the differences between Mother's Day and Father's Day. If you notice, all the ads on Mother's Day are jewelry,
mm-hmm.
travel,
Yeah.
And then go out to eat. Pretty much all expensive type things.
Yeah.
You know what the Father's Day promotion?
What?
$12 cargo shorts. And I'm not lying.
Yeah, it's fucking it's a different world. Us white males got it fucking hard, man. know what else has become a little hard? Getting older and realizing your things that you like and find comfortable are no longer comfortable. And this week I had a guy at work tell me he saw my ankles because I was
How dare you, you little slut.
I was sitting at work at my chair and, my pants legs, you could see my ankles. And he's like, are you wearing ankle socks? And I was just like, yeah, I'm wearing ankle socks. And he was fucking appalled.
That guy has to be under 27 or something.
He 100% is. Nailed it.
I never thought no-show socks are a fashion faux pas.
Yeah, neither did I.
But I can tell you, by going to the gym, I can look around the gym and I know instantly that dividing. Like, who is young and who is, our age?
Yeah, yeah.
Based off of the fucking socks.
Yeah.
And I look at those kids and I go, it looks ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't get it because the socks never match.
No, they're just socks.
They're just socks.
The only thing that makes sense to me is I think universally our, generation said ankle socks are where it's at.
Yeah. I remember guys in high school doing everything they can to make sure
the socks over the heel, so they were ankles, or some weird kids would fold them over the toes. Like, pull
why
out.
Even fucking wear socks then?
Well, they would stretch it out so that the top was so down, the top and then they would down? Like float it on.
That shit's barely. That's like pulling a rubber band.
Yeah,
stop.
But we would do it, whatever. And then I guess somebody decided to make ankle socks, and we're like, oh yeah, okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But universally, ankle socks are where it's at. Mm-hmm. At least when you're wearing shorts. Yeah. If you're wearing pants, then it kind of whatever. The younger generation just doesn't want to do whatever the previous generation is doing, which is why we wore baggy pants and then...
It's tighter pants.
Then tighter
it's
pants.
JJ pants.
And then now that all the older gentlemen and women, I guess, are still kind of clinging to the tighter pants mm-hmm. style, now you're starting to see... The JNCOs again,
yes.
that style, because
yes.
they don't want to, they need something to separate them from us.
Yeah, it's always being rebellious.
Right. And so it doesn't really matter if the style makes sense. But if the older crowd goes, that's stupid as shit, then that's for them goes, we're on the right track.
I know. If JNCO jeans came back, like the extent of JNCO jeans with the, where you could put a fucking iPad in the fucking pocket, if they came back, would you consider wearing them?
No.
I don't think I could either.
That you would just...
Think how much
as a 40-year-old man or 40-plus-year-old man, you would look absolutely ridiculous. Now, would I wear it ironically? Sure.
Yeah.
For Halloween? Or if I was going to some rave?
Yeah.
As if I could still go to raves?
Yeah.
You know what? I still wouldn't. It's ridiculous. I wouldn't wear it.
Yeah, it's.
I left that back in the late 90s.
I know. I never bought them. I had baggy, like the baggy pants, but I never would buy JNCOs because they were just too expensive. And I was just like, I'm not fucking buying them.
The bigger you could get your JNCOs, the better. I knew this one girl, and her mother or her aunt or somebody in her family was a seamstress.
Yeah.
So she would buy JNCOs, cut the seam, and then put her own inserts.
Oh,
to make them even
fancier.
Bigger.
Oh, well, like it would still be jean color?
She
or
had,
would it
she
be
did
like,
jean color. She did
like flowers.
Red weird shit. Yeah. Yeah, like so she had a whole, she was the coolest girl at school because when she walked past you, the jeans were, there was a gust of wind because the jeans would just flap. But you couldn't tell her it wasn't cool because it was fucking awesome.
When we were in elementary school, MC Hammer,
oh yeah,
was popular.
Please hammer, don't hurt him.
I know. And remember MC Hammer pants, where they were just like balloons, like
they,
it was tight at the ankle, and
right.
then and it would just like flare out. And I wanted a pair so bad, and I was like, God, I'd be so cool to be at like
the
MC
closest
Hammer.
One, the closest pants to them were like the Z Cavaricci's.
Yeah.
Which you could never get all because they were full of belt loops.
Yeah.
So it took you an hour to get your fucking belt through.
So I was like, man, I really want these. And my mom knew I really want them. So she had my aunt sew me a pair of MC Hammer pants. They were green and they said save the trees on them.
Now, did they look like MC Hammer pants?
Yeah, because it had like the
weird shit in the front. They go,
like it was just like. It was like elastic around the ankles. So
like joggers.
Yeah, like joggers. And then it ballooned out. And then you had your waist. And
Did you wear them?
Yeah, I wore them.
Only once?
You know what? I actually think I wore them more. I think it was one of those things where I didn't like them. But then if I was, there was a possibility of, it was like Ralphie in A Christmas Story.
Right, right.
Like, you know, with the bunny suit where my mom would be like, you need to wear your pants to make sure if you see your aunt. And I would fucking wear them. And then it became that she thought I loved them. But she didn't think I loved the MC Hammer pants. She thought I loved the Save the Trees fabric. So then I had Save the Tree shorts. And it was just like...
But she had leftover fabric.
Yeah, she had leftover fabric when she went to Joann's and then just decided to fucking make them. And
oh,
then,
shit.
And I just had to sit there and deal with it. Oh, I could. Yeah.
The shit that they don't know they put you through. Right?
I know.
Because kids can be fucking cruel.
And then it's like, you know, deep down, it's not cool, but your parents are making you... They're like, I spent good money on this.
Yeah.
You're gonna wear this shit.
Dude, I had the same thing. I think it was fourth grade. maybe third. I don't know. I think I had a physical. I don't know. Whatever age that you go,
yeah,
you have a physical when you're young. And this doctor told my parents that I had flat feet and that if I don't correct it, I'm going to have knee problems when I get older. So, of course, my parents said, well, how do we correct it? And he said, he needs special shoes.
And let me guess, they're not Converse because they're the flattest things in the world.
Dude, right around the corner, it must have been his best friend owned this shoe store. And we go there. It was like this off-brand shoe store for old people.
Oh, okay.
There wasn't a cool shoe in the whole store.
Like you couldn't even pass them off as
it was.
It looked cool.
Zero chance. It was all dress shoes. And you know what it's like to wear dress shoes when you're
yeah,
not at going to a private school?
Yeah.
Not only were they dress shoes, but they had special inserts to give me an arch. Just like every fucking running shoe now has, like
yeah,
with the, if you have a low arch or a high arch, there's special inserts.
Yeah.
They convinced my parents that I needed the shoes with the inserts.
That's a lot.
At the time, they were like $110. And this is in the fucking 80s.
Yeah.
You know, there wasn't a shoe really out. I'm crying in the store because like I'm bawling. All I see is my future. I'm getting bullied. I'm going to get fucking swirlies in the toilet because I'm wearing these fucking shitty ass looking shoes. Yeah. And I keep telling them, I'll just put the inserts in my other shoes.
Which makes total sense.
I thought I was very logical. Like this is a compromise.
Yeah.
I'm pulling them out. The guy's putting these in this shoe.
Yeah.
Like I can pull them out and put them in another shoe. And they weren't having it, you know, and I get, they just trusted the doctor.
Blindly.
Yeah. And they were doing what they thought they should be doing by, we don't want you to have knee problems when you're older. They buy them. I'm kicking and screaming the whole fucking time. First day of school comes and I just hate, like, I mean, I got my jeans on or whatever. And then I got these fucking shoes and I'm walking to the bus stop and I'm like, there is no fucking way I can go into school like this. I fucking ran back inside, ran downstairs, put my other shoes in my backpack, ran outside on the bus stop. I switched shoes and put those shoes in my backpack, the shitty ones, and went to school. And I did that every day for a week until I finally realized that they weren't looking at what I was wearing.
Yeah.
And then I put them in the back of my closet.
And they were like, I'm so proud of you, Jim. You kept these shoes so clean after so long.
I just remember thinking that I had the worst parents in the world. Like they don't know what they're doing to me. They're making me commit social suicide in elementary school.
My mom would buy me Reebok Classics.
Everyone in my school, that was the go-to shoe.
Let me rephrase this.
That was the back-to-school shoe.
They're not Reebok Classics. They are just a Reebok shoe. Let me just say that. They were fine, but they weren't like the shoe to wear. And I remember when I played basketball, all the black kids would make fun of my shoes and they wouldn't pass me the ball because they're like, if he can't dress, he can't
shoot.
They're
motherfucking shoes.
I know.
Put your white boy off the court.
And all they would do is throw the ball off of me to get a rebound.
It's a scene out of a movie, Steve.
Yeah, like when they hit it out of bounds. Off of you. They would do it all the time. They were like, get the shoes. Get shoes. I was called shoes. Because I fucking hated it. You know who will never have to worry about what clothes they have?
Who?
Celebrities, if they had personal assistants.
That's true. And you would think as a celebrity, your personal assistant basically runs your life.
Yes.
You would treat them with kindness, but somehow you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
They look at you as beneath them because you are serving them.
Should I tell my story about
Shit, yeah. Tell the story first. All right. I forgot. Totally forgot about
this actually isn't a bad thing. My cousin was a personal assistant for a couple different people in LA, so a couple different celebrities.
And do I know this cousin?
No.
Does this cousin, male or female?
Male.
And does he still live in LA?
No, he lives back in Baltimore now. He was a personal assistant for Tiffany Amber Thiessen. It was way past Saved by the Bell. And
what did she do after that?
I don't know.
Did she just ride that for the rest?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Probably did some celebrity things or like celebrity game shows. And
yeah, no one could live up to the Mario Lopez level of celebrity from Saved by the Bell. I mean, you had Screech who did porn and then died.
Yeah.
Then
rest in peace, Screech.
Then you have Lisa Turtle, whoever she was. I think she then decided to go like the Michael Jackson route with her, like, she might have that.
Like the skin treatment
stuff?
Skin
thing.
Like Sammy Sosa?
Yeah.
Now he's kind of like white that, lady yeah. now.
There was Showgirls.
If that was from her agent, she should fire that motherfucker because that was suicide, career suicide when she
yeah,
did.
Yeah, so that's all she did. And then Mark Paul Gosling, I think he did like a couple things, but never guaranteed when they did the reunion show, they all said yes, no questions asked. They had to beg Mario Lopez.
Right.
AC Slater needed to, he needed some money. But my cousin was one for Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and he said that he would like carry her bags when she would go shopping and nothing too crazy, but he had to sit in the changing room when she would try on the clothes and change, and she always would leave the door open. He would see her no clothes all the time.
Is your cousin gay?
No.
And
he said it was the greatest job he's ever had.
I'm trying to find the downside
to
see.
There's no downside to it. So maybe being a personal assistant is awesome, aside from these couple things.
You're telling the story. I'm waiting for
no. There is no bad ending to that story.
The proverbial shoe to drop.
No,
and I'm like,
no,
oh.
There was no other shoe. He said he loved it. Oh, it was the best job he's ever had.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, what was the pay? Who cares?
It was shit pay. Remember Lindsay Lohan had a reality show where she was opening a club in Greece?
No.
It was on Mykonos. My cousin worked there, and he's got so many stories that he said he had to sign an NDA for.
But NDAs expire.
Well,
just touch base with him.
I'll touch base with him. I'll see him soon. So
and yeah, see if he can come on and
like, he can say Winsy Woe.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? A certain fire crotch or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I would. I think everybody loves celebrity stories.
Yes.
And even more so, sometimes celebrity dirt. I guess I'm just a little mind-bottled by the fact. I'm trying to figure out what the benefit for her to leave the door open.
She probably got off on it.
Okay.
And just, well, she could, would hand, like, she wouldn't hang up her clothes. He would hold them. She would change.
I get
back.
That, but I mean, opening and shutting a dressing room door doesn't take that much effort.
Yeah.
So to leave it open seems purposeful. Like you're not saving that much time.
No, she probably just liked to do it.
Good for her, and good for him.
Good for him. Yeah.
Is he married now?
No.
I mean, how can anyone compare?
And he said she still looked really good.
Let's start off with Ben Stiller.
All right.
The assistant of Ben Stiller claimed that he required him to wipe the condensation off his iced tea glass before Stiller would drink it.
That's so fucking stupid.
I mean, nobody wants clammy hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He hated it that bad that he just didn't want.
I think he could just do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Most of these have to be somebody.
I don't want to pick up this glass with a little bit of condensate.
Yeah.
So if I'm paying you, you fucking wipe it off before I drink it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, can you imagine that? He had to be like a German shepherd waiting for the next command from his owner. Like, he can't take his eyes off him because you have to almost anticipate when he wants to take a sip.
Yeah.
And make sure it's wiped down prior to him reaching for the fucking
just go.
A little
parched. Sorry.
J-Lo gave these requirements for a new assistant. The person had to be graceful under pressure, have thick skin, be resourceful in foreign countries, you'd be on call 24/7, you have to change diapers, work on little sleep, and cook if the butler is away. You have to know when J-Lo has her snack time. She won't say when she's J-Lo hungry.
Has her snack time.
She won't say when she's hungry. You're expected to just have food waiting.
That is just being a dick, just to be a dick.
Yes. Martha Stewart. She is known randomly to send her personal assistants, she has 9 of them, by the way, to India just to buy fabric. Lady Gaga's assistant that she claimed, she's also suing Lady Gaga, that she was not allowed to have any privacy. So much so that when Lady Gaga showered, she had to shower with Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga didn't want privacy?
And also didn't want the assistant to have
any
privacy.
That's fucking nuts. That's just weird.
Yeah. And then Taylor Swift, I'd read that her assistant asked her for a raise. So Taylor said, why don't you take 2 weeks off and we'll figure out how valuable you are to me.
Do you know how much personal assistants make?
I have no idea.
I looked it up. Personal assistants make between $40,000 and $80,000 a year.
Which is peanuts.
And yes, it's nothing.
But I would imagine that they have no expenses.
Yeah, you probably figure they have, because they have to travel with
and everything. If they're with them 24 hours a day, they don't need rent.
Or they put you in like coach, and then you got to keep running up, wiping all fucking condensation off of Ben Stiller's thing while he's in first class. I want to say that I wouldn't be that type of person if I was a celebrity, but I think when I talk to people and they don't have podcasts, I already think I'm better than them.
Well, you're well on your way.
Yes, yes.
I think I'm just, from the beginning, I've always just been like a DIY. Like, yeah. I want to do it.
Yeah.
So I feel like I don't know how much I would even be able to rely on a personal assistant, because I'm just always the person that feels like I'm just going to do it because I'll do it right.
Yeah.
So I guess if there was an experienced personal assistant that said, hey, let me intern with you for 2 weeks and I'll show you how valuable, you know, at that point I'd probably be like, okay.
You'd be Taylor Swift.
Right. But I don't know if I would search for a personal assistant. Yeah. I guess that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yep. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us another week. I believe that we've gotten so much feedback from the episode. Was it 2 episodes ago when we did Loveline?
Yes.
The homage to Loveline. The feedback was awesome.
We have had pouring in of people wanting to tell their story and have us talk about it.
So I think next week, why don't we just do like a Loveline part 2 or whatever. We'll figure out what we're going to call it.
We'll think of a better name. But
yeah, so if you like that episode, come back and check us out next week. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode, what the hell have you been doing?
Yeah, you're
like, seriously, what the fuck?
You need a personal assistant.
Manage your fucking podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys, again, thanks for hanging out with us. If you choose to follow us on the socials and all that fun stuff, I'm still Jim.
And I'm still Steve. We'll see you next week.